want you to turn your Bibles to Philippians chapter number 2. Philippians chapter number 2. Ever since we had service here Wednesday night and Brother Jeff Jones preached, it really convicted my heart of how simple and back to the basics his message was. And that's what I wanted to do. And since then, I've been thinking about what it was the Lord wanted me to preach, and he gave me absolutely nothing. And then I figured, he said, just go back to the basics. We always told in Bible college, when you don't know what to preach, just preach Jesus. Preach what you have. And I have him inside of me, so I'm going to preach him today. And I want to preach on the simple subject of that precious name of Jesus. And I want to give you a few things that talk about that name. We see that his name is a high name. It is a very high name. It is the one that is worth of the most honor and glory that we could ever give, that we could ever get. Anything that I could give is not worth what his name is worth. My name means nothing. There are people on this side of eternity that cannot care what my name is. My name means nothing. My name is nothing. It's worth nothing. It has no reputation. But I said I have no reputation. But I want to show you this. Philippians chapter number 2, verse number 7, it says, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every other name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, and of things of heaven, and things of earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord of the glory of God the Father. I don't know about you, but when I read of that verse, something like that, it's sends chills up one side and down the other. To think that at that name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord of the glory of God. And it will happen one day, and I'm waiting on that blessed day. So now I've told you about the name, but now I want to tell you about the person. I want to tell you about the person that owns that name. And that person, Jesus Christ, we have a hero.
Oh, yes.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but ever have everlasting life. I just messed up John 3:16. Whew, man, that was bad. Anyways, but God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not have everlasting life. Oh, my goodness. I'm a little nervous. Anyways, but we find a hero in the Lord Jesus Christ. As Brother Jones said here last week, he said that General's wife, as she was sitting there getting ready to be killed, he said, for the sake of my wounds, let my wife go. Do not kill my wife. For all that I have done for your country and for all that I have done for your kingdom, spare my wife. For all these spear holes, for all of these knife marks and all of these scars, spare my wife. And I can imagine God the Son sitting before God the Father saying, for the sake of my wounds, for the sake of my blood, for the sake of the nail prints in my hands, set him free. Hold back your wrath upon him. Set him free. Give him life anew. Establish his goings. Transform him by the renewing of his mind. We have a hero. He is a scarred Savior. But I do want to tell you, he is a living Lord. He's not still in that tomb. He has risen. He has risen, and he is at the right hand of the Father to ever make the intercession for us, to answer for my sins. You know, I can imagine the day after I got saved, the devil goes over that filing cabinet that has every other sin that I have ever done, and he opens up that filing cabinet to find my file is completely clean. And he goes to God the Son, and he says, where is all this information? Where's all this sin? I know he did, because I'm the one that tempted him to do it, and I watched him do it. And you know what God says? Prove it. You can't prove it. It's not there. My record has been wiped clean. He is a scarred Savior. He is a living Lord. He is our hero. Also, we see that he is help. We see this with Moses. We see this many, many times in the Bible. He is Jehovah Jireh, the great provider.
Right.
He is Jehovah Nissi, my banner. Yeah. He is Jehovah Sekenu, my righteousness. Jehovah Mekadishkin, my sanctifier.
Right.
He is my help in this time. He's the great provider. He is the great healer. I know there are many, many people in this room. You have laid in a hospital bed. You have sat with IVs in your arms, not knowing if you would live to see tomorrow. And when all the doctors have done all that they can, they've given you all the medicine they can, and they came in, and they tell you that I have nothing else that I can do. That's when God likes to flex his muscles. That's when you see healing.
Yeah.
That's when you see deliverance. That's when you see the Lord Jesus Christ come to your rescue. Sister Lita, I was sitting there with you when they came in and told us that Brother R.G. had passed. We prayed maybe five or six times when they told us that his heart had stopped. We prayed maybe five or six times for the Lord to heal him. And he did. Just not the way we planned it. He healed him of all his wounds. He wanted a new knee, and he got two new ones. Now I can just imagine him and Pastor Stewart up there running around together.
Yes, sir. Sure.
Amen. Woo! Amen. He is the great physician. He is our great healer. And not only is he a hero and a help, he is our hope. He is our hope for a better tomorrow. I know you can say this as well. I've laid there in my bed many, many times, not wondering if I'd make it to see the next day. But then God shows up, sits down beside me, and lets me know that it's going to be all right. And I've already gone over my time, but I want to finish with this real quick, if I can find it. We're going to go to, let's see. I done lost it, probably, most likely. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4.
Amen.
And y'all know what I'm about to say, probably. But I want to focus on this passage for a little quick. He is our hero, our hope, and our hero, our help, and our hope. But he's also a hope for a second coming.
Yeah.
1 Thessalonians chapter number 4, verse 16 says, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." I'm telling you, we have many things on this side of eternity, but I'm telling you, he's a hero, a help, and a hope. Amen.